Human presence is sparse in southern Marin County today. From Nicasio to the Golden Gate, maps show those lands mostly in shades of green. The Point Reyes National Seashore and huge portions of the Golden Gate National Recreation Area. But just 45 years ago, those were not protected park lands, but eagerly eyed sites for further urbanization. The story of how that alternative future was staved off forms the basis of a new documentary from Greenbrae filmmakers Nancy Kelly and Kenji Yamamoto. Titled Rebels with a Cause, it premieres at the Mill Valley Film Festival this weekend.
Our concept in making the film was to tell the story from the point of view of the people who had been in the forefront of the fight. And the other concept was to interview them out in the setting of the land that they had saved.
In addition to California lawmakers, landowners, conservationists, and yes, attorneys, Kelly was also able to secure an interview with former Secretary of the Interior, Stuart Udall, something she feared would be impossible after he rebuffed her initial request.
He just called me one day and said, I'm coming to the Bay Area and you can have a day of my time while I'm there. And it was the best interview I've ever done. He was just so deeply and grandly articulate, and he understood the national context.
Under Udall, who died in 2010, Point Reyes became one of the first national seashores in the country. It benefited, says Yamamoto, from some fortuitous political timing.
The environmental movement was very strong at the point, and even though both houses were Democratic, they had to get Republican votes too, and they were unbelievably supportive. They really crossed over the table to shake hands with the Democrats to say, if we don't do this, we won't be elected. This is what the people want.
Another key chapter in the story of the Marin Headlands centered on a planned community development called Marinchello, a self-contained city of 20,000 or more that Kelly notes was very nearly a done deal.
The Marinchello development had been approved by the county of Marin. It had been approved by the city of Sausalito. They had already started building things like the streets and putting up the street signs, and there were these beautiful gates at the entrance. The bulldozers were there. But Huey Johnson, who was the West Coast director of the Nature Conservancy, and three pro bono lawyers and two little old ladies with a bunch of petitions saying, let the people vote about Marinchello, they stopped it.
One fascinating artifact from that project, a 10-foot by 10-foot square model, was unearthed by the filmmakers deep inside one of the old gun batteries overlooking the Golden Gate. It was then reassembled and touched up to make an appearance in the documentary. The model offers a striking contrast to the sweeping natural landscape that endures today. That expanse, observes Yamamoto, also set an important precedent in giving a major urban center easy access to wild open spaces nearby.
It's 85 miles of contiguous park that services 7 to 10 million people, and all of it free. It's a unique model for other urban centers to try to place parks near where people live.
Following three Bay Area screenings this month, the filmmakers are working to get Rebels with a Cause placed on PBS, where it can play to a national audience. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.